Hello, lover of knowledge. This is Be More Cleverer. I am Jack. That is Katie.
Hi.
Hello. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Be More Cleverer if you want to know more fun things. You can rate us on the generic podcast app as well. I would suggest five stars. How would you, Katie?
Five stars. Subliminal messaging. Five stars.
Five. Do you think it's subtle enough? Five.
Stars. We just sat there for a while looking at each other like, are you going to go? And now we've gone. Hi, I'm Katie and this is Jack. You're listening to Be More Cleverer.
Hello there.
And we are broadcasting? We are coming to you live. We're not live.
Come on, broadcasting is generous. We're on two pieces of string with a cup on it.
And we are in the Queen Adelaide, as per usual, in the heart of, I need to find a different phrase, in the heart of East London.
You're like a community radio station.
I know.
Like London's heart.
London. This is not heart. Imagine if they put us on heart. It'd be disastrous. God.
With Marty McClutchin or something.
Marty McClutchin? Did you say? I thought you said Clutchin. Sorry.
I think I did. It's fun being in the pub in the daytime, isn't it?
Yeah, we're actually here at such a weird time. We're here at 10 to 2 on a Sunday, and no one is here yet.
Yeah.
They've let us in.
They've let us in before.
But that's fine. I mean, if someone just turns up now, they're going to find it quite strange. Yeah. But they just, I mean, very, very trusting of the establishment to let us come in here out of hours and just do what we want. There's so a bar there.
Yeah, we could absolutely anything. But so thank you.
We're not going to. Thank you. Queen Adelaide.
Mrs. Queen. Thank you, Your Highness.
Thank you, Mrs. Queen, as Jack says. So, we are here to consume more knowledge, as we always are. We take it in turns each episode to tell the other person loads about a thing that we definitely don't know enough about. And there's, I mean, it's going to be never ending. There's so much we don't know.
There's so much. The more I think about it.
We're so stupid.
So, I want to know what you've got for me.
So, I've got a bit curveball for me. So, I mean, last time I did an episode about Girls Aloud.
Very much your comfort zone.
This is not Girls Aloud.
Okay.
This is not my comfort zone.
Interesting.
So today, Jackson, it's been a little bit topical recently, which is why I went for it.
Okay.
You're going to be learning all about the Bayeux Tapestry.
Oh.
I know. What's that reaction?
I think I always get it confused with the Magna Carta.
Quite different.
But yeah, okay. I'm in.
Good. You got no choice. What else were you gonna do? I'm in. I'm listening. Yeah.
French, right?
Yeah. I was gonna ask you what you know about it. Oh, we're doing well. So I thought I'd tell you all about this because it was announced in January this year. It's going to be displayed in the UK. They're lending it to us for a bit.
Oh.
Not for a while, not until at least 2020. So it's going to be in and out of the news a bit, I think, in that time while it gets delayed.
Okay.
Therefore, good to brush up on it. It's probably going to be pub quiz fodder. Yeah. Might come up in conversation with your friends.
I see
if
that.
Your friends are more intelligent than ours. We're probably not going to, but you might. So yeah, I thought we should probably just brush up on some stuff.
Hmm.
So yeah, so what, you don't really know anything about it, do you?
I know that it's French. I know.
Okay, next. So the first thing I wanted to find out was actually how to pronounce it. It's spelled B-A-Y-E-U-X.
Yeah.
And actually, it seems to be a bit debated. So David Dimbleby, on a little documentary that I watched, says Bayeux Tapestry. Bayeux Tapestry. But Newsnight did a report on it saying Bayeux. I'm going to say Bayeux.
Bayeux sounds nicer.
Bayeux.
Why was David Dickinson doing a...
David Dimbleby. I didn't say Dickinson, did I?
No, you didn't.
You just... On the
because
brain,
I thought of, like, Bargain
what
Hunt.
What you think? Dickinson's real deal.
Yeah. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, and I thought they wouldn't because it's old. Never mind. Never mind.
Didn't think he'd be coming up today in this episode, but there we go. I know he's always in your mind and in your heart. So, some facts for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's 70 metres long, the Bayeux Tapestry, and 50 centimetres width.
Only 50?
50 centimetres width-wise, 70 metres long.
70 metres long?
Yeah, the longest piece of embroidery in the world. I mean, that's quite surprising. You think someone would have done something... There's a record up for grabs there. I might try and take it. Take me a while. It's got 8 colours. The 5 main colours are blue-green, terracotta, light green, buff, nude, and grey-blue. And there's also bits of very dark blue, yellow, and a dark green. I mean, if you manage to retain all that, then well done to you.
Mm-hmm.
The writing on the tapestry is in Latin. It's written in Latin because that was the main written language during the Middle Ages.
Okay.
And it's called the Bayeux Tapestry because it's been kept at Bayeux in France, we believe, ever since it was made.
Oh, wow.
There's going to be a lot of years in this episode, and don't really need to keep all of them in your brain because just not necessary, really.
Okay.
I'll point out the key ones.
Yeah.
So it's all fine. So, what is on the Bayeux Tapestry, I hear you ask?
Yeah.
Do you know what's on it? No, you don't.
I'm going to say people, but that's all I know.
People. People.
People.
People. The people. In summary, it's this kind of the story of the Battle of Hastings.
No way.
Yes, way. So it features 55 scenes. It depends what you break down as a scene. Each describing a particular point across the year of 1066.
Because the Normans, who were French, who invaded Britain.
They did. So you know some stuff about that?
Yeah, but I didn't know it was linked to this.
Okay, well, we're going to do a little recap.
Okay, good.
So it features hundreds of images, including castles, boats, hunters, men dressed in armour. Yes. And the original tapestry has 626 people, 190 horses and mules. Don't try and remember all this. It's not necessary. 35 dogs, 506 birds and other animals.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
And loads of other things like that. So there you go. You're getting an idea of what it
is.
And so it depicts the events of 1066, when 600 years of Anglo-Saxon rule was overturned by William the Conqueror. He's like the lead in this.
Oh, in the tapestry, he takes centre stage.
Yeah, through the whole, he's kind of the main character, your male protagonist. So how hot are you on the Battle of Hastings?
I know who won.
Okay.
Don't
spoil it for everyone else. I probably know.
I know who died.
Okay.
No, I mean, not everyone. And I know how he died.
Okay, excellent. Or do you?
Or do I? Or Maybe I don't. I believe I know.
So, Edward the Confessor was the king from 1042 until he died on the 5th of January, 1066. And on the day of his funeral, his brother-in-law, Harold Godwinson, was made the king. Because Edward had no kids. There were a few contenders. And it went to Harold Godwinson. And this is when it starts to get a bit shady. I think I quite like it at this point. It's getting a bit more interesting. So this news reached France, which is... I wonder how long that took. You know, didn't have Twitter then.
60 years.
How did the news reach them? Who even knows? It reached France.
That's so true.
It's so weird to think, isn't it? Oh my God, it happened. Everyone finds out in 8 seconds, because Twitter.
Imagine if they had Twitter.
Oh, the tweets would be unreal. So the news reached France and William of Normandy, who was Edward the Confessor's first cousin once removed, and he'd been promised the throne.
Oh!
Edward the Confessor said he could have it, and William even said that Harold knew about this.
Oh, okay. That
shady.
That makes more sense now.
Mm. So William was not happy about this. He built a large fleet and invaded England in September 1066. Not really sure what's happening for like the 8 months between then. He must, while building the fleet, I guess, getting ready. Probably takes a while, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And in short, on October the 14th, 1066, he killed Harold Godwinson and was crowned the king on Christmas Day, 1066. So that's the story. And this is where we have to talk about how Harold Godwinson died. So how do you think he died?
Am I right in thinking an arrow went through his eye.
Well, that is what everyone kind of believes, because that's what the tapestry shows. But this is like the people of Normandy saying this is what happened. Of course they're going to say that.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like essentially a really long news report written by that one side. So we... Maybe it just looked good on the tapestry. We actually don't know for sure.
Have historians basically used the tapestry as their source of...
That is the lead source, so...
Wow, damn.
Damn. So the tapestry tells us loads of stuff like that, and also about the weapons they used, the ships, the armour. This is why it's such a crucial artifact in history, because it told us so much like that. It told us the hairstyles. Hairstyles are quite crucial in the tapestry to show us the Normans and the Englishmen. So the characters with a shaved head behind the ears would be Normans, and the Englishmen were universally long-haired.
So is that where the monk bowl comes
into?
Yeah,
I think so. I think that's when it says, yeah, I think that's what they're going for.
Right.
The Englishmen were universally long-haired, and most of them had moustaches, according to the tapestry. Some had beards later on as well. So like I say, it's essentially a long news report.
Yeah.
But it's all written from a Normandy point of view. So
news are one-sided.
Yeah, we don't really know. So... why did it happen? Why does it exist? Because loads of stuff's happened in history, but we don't have a tapestry of all of
it. Yeah.
It's been long debated how it actually came to be. So in Reading, England, they have, in their museum, they exhibit a replica of it.
It's a museum in Reading?
Yeah. You're getting a lot from this episode today, aren't you? Learning all sorts. And they say that it was probably commissioned in the 1070s. Is that how you say it? 1070s?
Yeah. Sounds cool.
Sounds cool. By William the Conqueror's half-brother. He's now William the Conqueror by this point. He was William of Normandy until he conquered. But then some say it was created by teams of nuns in England, not France, possibly in Canterbury, Kent. So,
wow.
But I'm going to skip to the UK bit now, because this is why we're talking about it, because it's going to be displayed in the UK because it's been okayed by President Macron.
Macron.
We love him. Apparently we've asked before and we've been told no, we can't have it. So when the Queen's coronation in 1953, we asked if we could, hey guys, do you mind if we have that for a bit? And they said no.
They said no.
And also to mark the 900th anniversary of the battle in 1966, we asked, hey guys, do you mind if we borrow that tapestry thing? It's kind of cool. They're like, no, again. So we're not going to get it until at least 2020. It's probably going to take even longer than that.
Be nice to get it on the 1,000th anniversary.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Should we suggest it?
Yeah.
Should we lead the charge?
Okay.
Should we make a tapestry of us leading the charge?
I'd love a tapestry of us getting the tapestry.
Yeah.
Okay,
of
into
us acquiring it. Meta. There's actually also chat about us in return sending something of ours over. So I'd like to talk to you about that. What could we send? Maybe maybe a person.
Person. Katie Hopkins.
No. Because they're giving us something good.
Yeah, okay. Crown jewels?
Yeah, could be good.
Kind of too good though, I reckon.
Maybe one of the corgis.
Yeah.
Too young though.
They
do like dogs in France though.
Yeah, they do like dogs. What could we send?
I've been thinking about this quite a lot.
Tickets to Thorpe Park or something?
Tickets to Thorpe Park. We're at one of those Merlin adventure passes.
Yes.
Where you get to go to all of the parks.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
A London bus.
Send them a bus. That's a good idea.
Welsh cakes.
Great shout.
Mm.
Maybe, you know, I made those truffles.
Yeah, they were nice. Send those.
Should I send some of those?
Okay, maybe we could do like a hamper for them.
Should we make a hamper for the French in return with a Bayeux tapestry? A really old tapestry.
Oh my God.
Let's set a goal of by 2066.
Yep, we've got a hamper done.
You're going to be, I don't even want to think about how old you're going to be then.
I'll be dust soon.
You'll be at the end of your tapestry. But it's good to have a goal.
Yeah. Could have a bucket list.
Yeah.
Could have a bucket list.
Right, so that is the Bayeux tapestry.
Damn, okay.
How much of that did you retain in your Jackson mind?
Hopefully a lot, because it's nice that I knew something of one event and it's now linked to this. So
yeah.
I hope they've fused together as like one thing. So I'm feeling confident.
Okay.
But we know how well I did last time.
But I smashed it the first one I did. And then the one about Melania, I was abysmal.
True. Okay. Hit me then.
Okay. How long is the Bayeux Tapestry?
70 meters.
Correct.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. What was the name of the king who died on the 5th of January, 1066? What was he known as?
Edward the Confessor.
Correct. Don't you think that'll be a good rap name?
The Confessor is amazing.
Edward the Confessor. Like how Eliza Doolittle, the singer, took that name. People do that, don't they?
Yeah, because do you know what?
Rag and Bone Man stole his name from the Rag and Bone Man of the world.
Yeah. Because also you hear the word confession a lot, mm-hmm. and you hear the word confess as well, but confessor is not like often used, and I like it.
Right, so a couple of things we need to work on then. We need to acquire the Bayeux Tapestry.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe should start, or shall I be Edward the Confessor?
Katie the Confessor.
No, I think I want to be Edward.
Okay.
Edward the Confessor. It resonates. Yeah. Anyway, two out of five, you're doing well.
Yes.
Next question. According to the tapestry, what style of hair did the Englishmen have in the Battle of Hastings?
They had long hair.
Yes.
Yes.
I tried to make that sit in your brain by doing a hair swish when I told you earlier.
Did it work?
It must have worked.
It must have, because yes. Okay.
There are theories that the tapestry was created by nuns in England, but where in England?
Canterbury.
Correct.
Kent. Yes.
Can you get 5 out of 5?
Oh, God.
There have been two other times when we've asked for the tapestry.
Mm-hmm.
Name one. One occasion.
The coronation. Queen's coronation.
It's the correct answer.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Smashed it, babes.
I feel really great.
Your life has been a tapestry of...
Never do that.
I've had Carole King in my head for weeks of researching this. The seminal album. Was it the album? I don't even know.
I don't know much of Carole King.
Future episode, hun. We're not going to combine the two. We're not going to do Bayeux Tapestry and Carole in one episode.
But I once hooked up with someone who was in the Carole King musical.
Did you?
And I pretended I knew all about it.
Anything for LA, classic Jackson. But how's that going? Are you?
What, with that relationship?
Yeah.
It fizzled.
The tapestry has ended on that.
The tapestry. We mopped it up with a tapestry.
Oh, that is vile. Get out of my life.
Thank you for listening to that one. That's my robot voice when I'm trying to be serious. Thank you to the Queen Adelaide, as ever, for hosting us and our red wine. Please rate us on your generic podcast app if you liked it. And even if you didn't, I think it's really important that you rate it. It's really rude not to. The world runs on ratings. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Be More Cleverer. And if you've got anything to say to us, say it to our faces via our email, hello@bemoreclever.com. Bye, Katie.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.